Moncrief on News Talk.
The remains of the so-called Kerry cow, discovered 30 years ago in the Dingle Peninsula, have undergone new analysis with startling results. Wait till you hear this now. Joining me to discuss this is Martin Moucheron from the School of Archaeology at UCD. Hello, Martin.
Jack Richard, Sean. Tom Bronerum, Neil Gwelga, Gum. I hope it's okay if I switch to English.
Please do. That would probably be best for both of us. Tom Bronerum, Freshen.
Okay, so yeah, so yes, I'm very pleased to be talking now.
Well, let me ask you, Martin.
What we did.
Yeah. Sorry, the Kerry cow. Why? Because we've heard about this before. What was the deal with the Kerry cow initially? Why was it such an important archaeological find 30 years ago?
So it was a fantastic site because it really, the site alone put literally Mesolithic Munster on the map up to that point. Hunter-gatherers were, you know, there was no real substantial evidence that they were in Munster at all. So that was, in itself, the site remained super important, and that's why we are there at the moment. But the cow itself, or what was called a cow, it's because it was an outlier, John.
Right.
Our general models have farming and farming practices arrive in Ireland around 4000 BC, 3800 BC. And here we had those bones dated comfortably, you know, a good few hundred years before that, in a context, if you want, in a site in layers that were had been inhabited by hunter-gatherers. And so the mystery was, how did those hunter-gatherers got their hands on cattle and cow? And one of the explanations was maybe that's just then a lot of ink has been spilled as to how that happened, contacts with farmers abroad, but that couldn't have been with Great Britain or the British Isles because farming hasn't arrived there yet. And so one of the hypotheses was direct contact with the continent,
okay,
where Neolithic farming was already there.
And so your new discovery in the last few days has been what exactly?
So we decided to track down, because it's a really such an outlier. A good few months ago, I got in touch with my colleagues in UCC, Department of Archaeology, who very kindly agreed just to try and locate the bones. And so we spent a good few days in the basement and just to finally lay our hands on it, because we have an amazing new technique that's called, okay, sorry, it's a bit barbaric, it's zooarchaeology mass spectrometry. In short,
barbaric indeed.
Yeah, so if we can extract, we can extract bone collagen from even very old bones. And collagen, every different animal species and human, actually humans also have a specific signature, if you want, a barcode of proteins that can be extracted and read from that collagen. And there's no mismatch at that level. We send the bones to our colleagues in France, in CNRS, and hey presto, like 4 weeks later, they send us the results, and the cow was not a cow, but some fragments were wild boar, and others were bear. And
bears.
So that's, and yeah, bears. And
brown bears or polar bears?
Ha-ha.
The nation holds its breath.
I could hear that. By the way, my first car was Citroen 2CV, if you want to know.
Tell me about the bears.
So the bears, so in all likelihood, it should be brown bear because we're talking like thousands of years after the ends of the Ice Age. So
okay,
polar bears were extinct. There's still a mystery about brown bears in Ireland because we can also extract DNA. I'm not a specialist, but
right,
I've read a bit about it. And it looks like brown bear were in Ireland, but then disappeared, but then came back with a different DNA signature after the end of the Ice Age. And so in all likelihood, because Ireland was already an island, they must have been brought to the island perhaps by humans.
Okay.
And so you have to picture that people on boats maybe brought bear cubs and released them into the wild. So it's still, our French colleagues are working on that just to refine the analysis to confirm that it's brown bear, but it's very likely to be, yes.
Okay, so I'll come back to your car at the end because I did cut you off. But just to clarify then, so it wasn't a cow, this famous Kerry cow, for the last 30 years. It was more than likely a brown bear. A brown bear that would have been brought to Ireland, so not indigenous to Ireland.
I mean, define indigenous, because when you think of it, Ireland at the heart of the Ice Age, even if it's still a bit debated at the moment, was very likely entirely covered in ice.
Okay.
And so
I see.
All species that wouldn't deal very well with a lot of cold, they disappeared. And this is why, for example, red deer, that is now very common, only arrived with Neolithic people.
Yeah.
So a lot of animals were reintroduced at a later stage, you know, including, like, for example, the rabbit with Normans at the earliest date and things like that.
Okay.
And so some animals might have survived in little pockets during the Ice Age, but most of them have been reintroduced at a later date.
Yeah, okay. Well, fascinating stuff. So bears were in Ireland. It's official. What was your first car, Martin?
It was a Citroën 2CV, so, you know, the very funky French ones with, you know, old curves and very old, but we had great fun touring Ireland in that.
Okay, that fantastic. Much cooler than a Nissan Micra. That was Martin Moucheron from the School of Archaeology at UCD. Lovely to talk to you, Martin, and thank you for speaking in the native tongue. We do appreciate it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.